Hello and welcome to Scruff's Podcast, Series 2, Episode 4.
It's getting complicated now.
Previously on Scruff's Podcast.
Jesus.
Oh, what a knob, what a start.
Onwards and upwards.
Bunch of fucking arseholes.
You talk about roller coaster rides.
We really need to move towards yous not talking.
The poor little kids eating cake and cheese. There's a fucking common sense talk about weed.
You know why people love it down here?
Down here.
Up
here. From Scotland.
From Scotland.
Fucking humongous.
Steroid. Proper rhino like.
Fucking retard.
Aye.
What a dick.
Basically, we just got fucking told loads of bullshit. What didn't happen.
Can I just say as well, if you've got itchy fingertips and you want to tickle someone's balls, and you're also interested in listening to some good music for a pun.
Itchy fingertips.
Hey.
I didn't mean that. I meant like the music. Come on.
I've been Adlib. This has been the Scruffs Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We're out.
Hey, hello. We're back.
Hiya.
Hiya.
A little bit of a hiatus we had, didn't we?
A little bit.
Just a tad.
Well, not as long as the last time when we realised that it was actually Christmas special that we'd done and it was the middle of summer. But yeah, anyway, we're back where it all began with the Ghetto Method Collection. Collection? Oh, I made a right twat of myself there. Oh, is there some link with GMC and the old school GMC, or was that just, wasn't it the Grandmaster Cars thing and the no connection at all?
No General Motors connection.
No, but it's nice that if you ever see a picture of the A-Team, but GMC across the bonnet, like I always like that.
Nice. Representing.
Free advertising.
Anyway, coming up on the show,
we've
got
Tunes
What. Did
you know Gary Lineker shot himself?
I heard
on
this.
The pitch?
Well, I heard this and I thought, I really don't care.
That Gary Lineker shot himself on the pitch in a World Cup. In Italia 90.
Oh, right, and he's just come out with it now.
No, it was obvious. It was on the telly the other night. It was on my big fat quiz of the 90s. And like it was a question or what, and it had showed the footage of him like screaming about like a dog dragging his bum along the ground.
He was.
And he's scooping it out the legs and his hands.
And
he was like, what's he done? I was like, looks like he shot himself. And everyone was like, oh yeah, he shot himself. And everyone knew. But I didn't know.
Everyone knew at the time.
Now everyone knows.
Well, now that's what it's happening. Check it out on YouTube. Everyone shot himself.
He's not been whiter than white though since he ditched his wife. There were white shorts, but since he's ditched his wife for that young tod.
But was his football nickname not Mr. Clean?
Why was he that clean, was it?
It was because he never got booked, he was called Mr. Clean. Right. Well, that can be forgotten.
Right?
I think
that should be, if it's not written into the FA rule book, it definitely should be. You shit yourself and you should have been at least yellow carded or something.
The verbal
warning, I don't know, something. I mean, you can't just go on like that with
paper
animals.
Cards. At least well, give you a little clean air.
John Terry's quit England.
Brown tissue.
He's quit England?
He's still in the ADL, but he's quit England. You know, the team. I think he said there's too many foreigners in the game or something like that.
England.
I think so, according to him.
He's got a good point then.
Yeah.
I don't agree with him at all.
Just mentioned irony. I saw Definition had posted up, my friend thinks I don't understand irony. Ironically, I was at the bus stop at the time.
Don't get it.
Thought it was brilliant.
Because it's not ironic that he's at a bus stop at all, because he doesn't
if
get
you
in.
Have to explain
right.
it. Yeah. So,
it's all right.
Anyone thinking Definition's a total cunt, he said that. So, there you go. Right, anyway, coming up are tracks by Just Be an H-Man, Figure 8, featuring Grammy DeMute.
Quality album, need to get it.
Big Beat Bronson. Davey Blast, The Poetics,
yes.
Dalish featuring Jezza and Fenzo.
Are you reading this?
And the Killamari All-Stars.
Oh.
We'll have your regular features. what you've been doing. We're going to have a special guest in the internet. We've fucked Rick right off.
Oh.
Got someone much better.
I think you fucked yourself off.
Tales from the Gully Side. We might hear.
There's been a few,
but I think DG might be doing it.
Oh,
DG might be doing it this month. We've got an interview with RC50. We've got This Is The News, if we can be bothered. And fucking lords, that's how you tune on. Just be an H-man on point.
I'm on point.
It's just me, just be, just who?
Just H in a rage when the bass comes through, like the old lonely face when I come through it.
It's just me, just be, just who?
Just H in a rage when the bass comes through, like
the old lonely face, oh, when I come through, like
this ain't coincidental. How Satan and the devil's jumped on one instrumental. Kids with incredible potential. HB floor shop and then an untouched pencil. It's mental. Like a nutter in a straitjacket. Throwing clutter in, making a racket. Showing these offers how to create magic. Throwing acid in faggots. I slap him out when he's stacking and bragging. I ain't having it. It's H Captain. Of his own ship, writing all of his own shit. Doing night until dawn shifts. In the morning, in the zone, drinking loads of coffee and rolling up the smoke hit. In 5 minutes, I'll probably have smoked six cancer sticks and drank six caffeine drinks. So ill, I'm gonna fall in sick. I ain't a man, I should change me name to H the Grown Kid.
It's just me, just be, just who?
Just H in a rage when the bass comes through, like the old lonely face when I come through it.
It's just me, just be, just who?
Just H in a rage when the bass comes through, like
the old lonely face, oh, when I come through, like there was a time when no one recognised I knew me name. Until I stepped inside and grabbed the mic and lit the flame. I'm the young gun in the game, oh, put yourself to shame. Like I said, I did it for fun, believers, I'm not playing. I put fear in the hearts of those who think they're testers. I'm sincere from the start, opposing things I'm blessed with. And I appear from the dark with things I have ingested. Leaving mental scars up in your brain so that you won't forget us. I've got a demon inside, you can see in me eyes. It comes out every time I get a chance to spit on the mic. Me rights become a force of evil in the dark of the night. Cause even Batman I've got a chance, I'll eat them alive. So when you say you're on the street, you bet I don't go and hide. Because I didn't give a fuck, it's just the way I live life. And I'm a jolly through and through until the day that I die. And I'll be wrecking all these hip-hop while away with eye.
It's just me, just be, just who? Just H in a rage when the bass comes through, like the old lonely face when I come through it.
It's just me, just be, just who?
Just H in a rage when the bass comes through, like
the old mummy fear so when I come through, like
one time they didn't wanna show, didn't wanna know what H the call is, had written on the floor. Then I quicken and second lyrical skill and flow, dripping through the snow. Now I'm here, Charlie, you all know where I'm from. N.A. It gets repped to the death, even though we live in a manic location. Ever since I first said Newcastle stand up, they're giving a standing ovation.
Now we're top dogs like a prison reputation. And you all know that we've waited for ages to make a mark in the scene and take over stages. From the dark to beam, I like straight into your faces. We'll rip it up no matter what, whatever we'll face. We'll forget the shit you're listening to, it's time to replace it with the realest fuckers out there. Yeah, it's time to embrace it. You're addicted, we're like dealers, so I guess it's time you pay word. It's just me, just be, just who?
Just H in a rage when the bass comes through, like the old lonely face when I come through it.
It's just me, just be, just who?
Just H in a rage when the bass comes through, like
the old lonely face, oh, when I come through, like it's just me, just be, just who?
Just H in a rage when the bass comes through, like the old lonely face when I come through it.
It's just me, just be, just who?
Just H in a rage when the bass comes through, like
the old mummy face, so when I come through, like
just me, just like poo, just you,
just be.
Bam, bam, bam.
H in the place, motherfucker.
Bam. Check out the video on YouTube.
It's a good video, man. I've video got some fun in that one.
What do they need to type in?
Just be and H man on point, and they'll find it. Just be, I think he's mint.
He's good. Definitely.
H man is.
Seen him at where was it? Head of Steam.
For the album launch.
For the album launch.
CDs are there, got them. Double album launch, Davey Blast as well, he's in the video.
H-Man and Davey Blast, aye.
Check him out.
H-Man from a boy to a H-Man. Now we've got a bit of a gripe with this. But maybe he's just called it from a boy to H-Man. From a boy to H-Man. Instead of from a boy to H man.
Oh. Well, let's not.
Let's not pick. But that's my one criticism. I love it, and the whole album is really
that,
good.
There's a new track. Only qualities pick you've done bloody well.
So it's A for effort and B for actual doing it.
I've got a full pad of problems with the new Scruffs album that he's made, so that's alright if it's just the name. Yeah.
Mad World is a particular favourite of mine. There's loads of good tunes on there, you should get it.
I haven't listened to the Davey Blast one yet, but I've got it, and he's good though. He's in the video as well.
I got them, but Simon took them off straight away and put them in the car, so they scratched the fuck probably by the time I got them.
Been well listened to, Aye, but H-Man, from a boy to a H-Man, so aye. Download the bugger, it's bloody good. That track, by the way, isn't on there. Oh. But we just wanted to stick something of H-Man and something to Just Be on as well, because we haven't played Just Be before.
Just check them out, better than us.
Anyway, we've got a special guest with us today. And we could maybe find out what exactly she's been doing. Run the jingle. Two. So we've got the infamous Layla.
Layla Lou.
How the hell are you, Layla Lou?
I'm good.
Good.
Sick of the bloody shit weather.
Oh, it's a bit rainy.
It's a bit pissy outside, like that. Yeah.
A bit. It's flooding all hour, man. There's taxis upside down.
Is it? I think we can legitimately talk about the weather now, though.
Why?
Because it's so severe, rather than, oh, it's a bit fucking brilliant, man.
I don't care, you know. Huh? I just don't care.
You still don't care.
Even if it like disrupts everything. Put my hood up and get on with your life.
Get in the car.
Unless your house has been flooded, in which case then you're
Yeah, which yours did last time, didn't it?
Mine's never been flooded.
Has it not been flooded?
Nah. I worried about it because I was away when all the flooding was happening. Right. I panicked, but then I wasn't, so now I don't care.
Right. Now, I'll just inform you three ignorant cunts.
Right.
This little bit was what ye been doing, Layla Lou. What you been up to? What in general? What's happening with you? For some reason, you mentioned the weather. It wasn't exactly what I was after.
Well.
But you know, and it's not that we're not sending you into the internet.
No. You've just been really rude.
We're just wondering what you been doing.
I've been in Washington for the past few days, kidnapped by Jezza and Lauren.
Jesus, it's like that school teacher and the
friends.
But going to Washington instead.
And just 15 hours.
And then my parents moan about like class sizes, and he's took a girl over to France.
He's paid for a bit of one-on-one tuition.
School trips, one-to-one tuition. Exactly, what more does she want?
Honestly,
because I heard he was
going to
give her right learning.
Well, she's doing her French oral.
Nice.
So yeah, Layla, what have you been doing? Yeah. Where you been going? Have you not been doing some comic book crazy nonsense?
Oh, hello, a little bit louder.
Yeah, that's what you haven't explained anything to her, so she's like, oh well, I've just
I thought she listened to the podcast.
No. Yeah, I thought everyone knew what have you been doing means.
If she listened to the podcast, she probably wouldn't
have turned up. She's been doing the last couple of days.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, she started with the weather, so it was better than that, I suppose.
Well, you've been doing comic book shit. Ooh. In Birmingham.
Are you allowed to talk about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk.
Not really, but we hate to break the rules.
Yeah.
Well,
what's that entail?
Well, basically, Rick Fury, who you all know, has been signed to a label called Rock, who are based in Birmingham, and we've been going down and doing comic book stuff. It's going to be like an app.
What does this mean, comic book stuff?
You can get an app for your iPhone or an Android phone, and there'll be like a set of comics and animated with music and
What's your involvement though?
I'm a little ninja with fucking star-shaped discs that I throw at people.
And that's not a euphemism. So are you a superhero?
She's got a katana and I've got a nunchuck.
As long as with Rick's dad and anybody else who Rick wants to be involved.
We've done like the pilot, it's like a comic and there's a little video at the end. Right. And that should be coming out. Hopefully it should be out by the time this podcast sort of comes out or soon.
Right. So
hopefully. If not, then I'm going to get bollocked for talking about it. But nah, I think it's all going to be good. But see how it goes. But hopefully then I'll be doing more. And the second episode I've wrote is going to have Adam in and it's going to get better. I've already got a
bad. Definitely going to get better at that.
I've got big plans. I like comics and that, man. They're good. Mm-hmm. So, nah, I'm going to...
Good opportunity.
Exciting.
The fight crime and that.
Oh, very exciting. Anybody else got any interest in what you've been doing stuff? Adam? Oh. Mr. ADS, what
Everyone
are you
knows
doing?
I got my car robbed.
Oh, stuff nicked
out of it.
Idiot.
Had the police round everything, did all that. Then they pulled us over. Thought maybe they want to let us know what's up with the laptop.
Yeah.
He's like, your
progress
license.
Report.
Yeah. Oh, found it. Turns out my license has been expired for 4 years.
Oh,
I've been
right,
driving around illegally, even though I've been pulled over loads of times and I'm not even doing their jobs properly.
Took
my car of us, just right there and then.
Where were you?
Did you have to walk? On the Tyne Bridge.
Well, of course not. I called Super Deej.
Super DG to the rescue.
Boring Super
DG. Whose license only expired last year. So I was a little bit nervous about going down myself and getting questioned by the officers. It wouldn't have.
Well, we could laugh now.
I'm going to get involved in your shitstorm. But they were like parked sort of around the corner a little bit. So I just come and got him, got his stuff out and that, and then took him to work.
I like what the police said to you though when they
rang
you back up. Nah, listen, it's funny. Not for you, I know, I'm sorry, but... about the robbery of the car.
I thought I found it again.
And he was like, alright, what's up? And we're like, well, the thing is, with the area, because it's near where I live, it's a little car park, you know what I mean? He was like, that area, there's no cameras, there's no CCTV, it's dark, you know, there's a lot of, like, you know, people live around there, and there's a lot of crime, so... Do you want to just, should we just leave it?
No, he said it's happening every other night.
So
there's nothing we can do.
Not
it's happening
do,
every
really.
Other night in the same
so
place.
So should we
and
just leave it? And he was like, well, put a camera up on the way.
No, he said, if you're happy, we'll just leave it.
Over the moon.
So if there's any potential rapists out there, you know where to strike.
What they do though is they put posters up saying to us, don't leave your stuff on show. If you do, you deserve to have it taken. No, basically, they never put a poster up going, don't pinch, you prick.
Yeah.
Like, don't be a knob.
It's horrible, man.
Just a poster saying, don't be a cunt.
Mine got...
These aren't rich people you're stealing off. They're as fucking slightly better off than you are.
Well, not anymore, because you've got that laptop. Yeah. Incidentally, does anyone want to buy a laptop?
In an SM58, you're going to have to keep it.
Oh, this is what I've been doing, and I made my TV debut at night.
Wolf Blood.
And I told her about the egg sandwich drama. Do I have to say all this for the listeners?
I've never heard of this.
There was this kids TV show and they needed a DJ and someone gave my name, so I had to like go there and do the film and TV calls.
The bead.
So I went along 2 days of filming and that was quite boring and that, but there was a scene where this girl, it was like a dance-off battle in this girl's party and one of them had to throw an egg sandwich in the other one's face.
And you had to remain subtle.
Well, I started off like,
did
thinking,
they do it themselves?
They didn't actually tell me to act, but I thought, well, I'm going to be in the bathroom.
Did they use stuntmen for it or did that?
Oh no,
it was
all I started riffing.
Right. So. Well, getting more bored towards the end of the day and just sort of half.
I know the feeling.
No, this is good, come on.
And then, anyway, so my mum was like, your acting wasn't in, that must have ended up on the cutting room floor.
Oh, So were you in it at all?
He said if you blink, you miss it. But then she said, did someone lend you a denim shirt? And I was like,
oh my god. Yeah. He said he made him dress.
Does he have jogging bottoms on?
I can imagine him going in his pajamas though, and then going like, oh, you're going to have to wear proper clothes.
I had some gay guy telling me how that I didn't look like a DJ.
Right.
He's gonna make me look more like a DJ.
He'll know.
This guy is not a DJ.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Being in the high-tech ghetto method studios that we are, in the background we've got the iPlayer rolling,
and it's
the old Wolf Blood.
Oh, yes, he wants to see
the old ADS.
We can't watch this.
Anyway,
for the listeners, it's not gonna be an ideal.
We'll let them know.
Yeah. We'll do a show at the same time.
Started off with just beating H-Man, new to the game, new on the scene. So I think we'll go to some old fuckers. Fig.
That miserable bastard.
Figure Eight. Tell them about the album. It's a good
album.
What's it called?
It's good.
It is called Misery Guts.
Misery Guts. That suits him.
Aye. And hopefully, I think he was talking about, I don't know if I should say this, but he was talking about actually being an Untamed album coming out.
Ooh.
So that'll be a belter. And obviously, Get Well, Stew, and should be a text offender, I think, coming out. I'm hoping for, anyway, you know.
Best wishes to Stew, text offenders.
And on this one, he's got a favourite of the show, Grammy the Mute. So here it is, a tune called Schizo. Shift back, watch out, bangs like a gun clap. This is Scoba, I'm a chest, get that gun slap. I'm hot-headed like the summer in the sun hot. Drop heavy, you best to hush when my tongue flaps. It's the hammer slaps, the kick run. Side sacks quick to get Raj out in spit, son. Even with the bad back and my hips done, bags of salbutamol, asthma and shit lungs. I'm a shitstorm, born with a rusty spoon. Mr. Grouch living, chilling in a dusty living room. I'm a Grinch, Mr. Grumpy, always spitting doom. Ratty guy, passively high on the spinach fumes. But I don't smoke weed, but off the go green. Rapping Bruce Banner when I smash up the whole scene. So fuck your whole team, cause I'm not interested. When I bless the cretins, bet you break your neck in seconds. My mouth's a heavy weapon, 50 caliber precise. When I'm spitting out deadly venom, bringing Armageddon when I pen the sentences. You won't get a second cause I'm set to wreck your premises. Figure eight, a sick phrase, trash lord. Bang beats are hard, you leave your teeth in your dashboard. Master with the moaners, I'm the half horse, but I make a bigger mark with half the bars I'm thrown out. Half and zone out, and jab a door of six. Fist through the plasterboard wall cause I'm bored as shit. I was born to flip, like I was born to spit. So I slip a mic in my palm when I form a fist. I don't force the script, it's so natural. Tighter than the lighter on a fat dex camel toe. My words are ammo when I'm jamming in the butter flows. I craft all but my grandma deserves an Oscar.
Yeah, I'm bored and fed up. Entertaining thoughts of suicide for my bathtub. But I gotta keep my head up, yo. I give a fuck about fulfilling my potential. Too busy trying to die myself to kill an instrumental. I seem normal, music doesn't really move me like it used to. I don't feel shit like touching poo. Ooh, and fuck your live show. I came down and saw it, it was boring. I walked out halfway through the performance. And fuck integrating, it's that part-time arsewipe bedroom MC who'd already reached levels at the age of 19 that you only dream of making in your lifetime. There's no one on the scene I'm rating. Yo, I hate the whole shebang. I only come down to these gigs for your girl, cause I know she bangs. And fuck grabbing the mic on amateur night. I'm having a pint, your mama's a bike. And if you don't like what I'm saying, then faggot him, I'm here to fight. It's okay though, let him run his K-call. Coma from the K-O, deeper than a K-hole. Fuck Simon, do it cause I say so. Got bitches circling my dick like a motherfucking mace hole. If I'm the truth, then it's an ugly affair. Like if Ann Whittaker and Bono formed an adulterous pair. I'm a monster, on safari, what should I wear? No lying, all of my cupboards are bare. I've got a really bad attitude. Leave your battered and bruised, steal your hat and your booze. You can have your shoes, and I got mum jokes, please believe. That slut's got more than a couple tricks up a wizard's sleeve. I need to sign on, dear, in 20 minutes, so I guess I'll sign off here. Kano said there's many signs in life, but where have mine gone? There's one, what's it say? Dead what? Dead wrong. Figure it.
Grammy the Muke. Sick flows from the skip souls. We don't give a shit, the whole scene is a shithole.
Figure it.
Grammy the Muke. Sick flows from the skip souls. We don't give a shit, the whole scene is a shithole.
Hey, the whole album is some loads of people on. My very own DJ Stigs on there.
Funny lyrics, good lyrical content.
Yeah.
Not the young ones.
And beats banging all by Fig, like.
Every beat, eh?
And Gilly does the DJ Gyro, does his cuts on it.
Gilly Man Gyro.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice.
I just need to mention.
These are really good. Check it out.
Just Jam International, 5th anniversary at Dance City, coming up.
Right, but it'll be sold out, like it always is. And they spend fucking 3 months promoting the shit out of it, and it sells out every time. So if I were you, I would get your tickets now and say no more about it.
Right. I was trying to good. Sort of pick it up.
Just that. Jam, big go up on, go on, pick it up boys.
Watch the video, another, yeah. Aye.
Get on YouTube, Just Jam International, 5th anniversary, and check out the promo video starring some friendly faces.
First time Doggy Boy got on the mic and all, so that was good.
Like, big up Kylo for doing the video. Is it Kylo?
It's an amazing video. Well, we all had to dress up like his old schools. We're going as original to the original thing. You'll see when you go on YouTube what we're kind of parodying.
Yeah.
So I was very, very close to coming, and I thought, because everybody...
You were close to coming.
I was very close
to coming. It was a good shoot, but I didn't know it was that good.
It was a damn good shoot.
I was very close to turning up, like, blacked up.
That's not...
Just to get, like, the full, original, authentic effect. I thought if we'd all blacked up, that would have been, like, brilliant.
That's not been done in hip-hop yet, I don't think.
No, I don't think. I wonder why no one's blacked up. I don't understand. Because they're definitely cooler.
Hobson white it up. I don't know if that's the same.
Conscript wears a lot of fake tan.
He does.
I don't know if he does, actually.
I'm going to eat apple.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to send our special guest, Layla Lou, down into the internet.
Get the suit on, Layla.
Get the suit on. Suit
Engage
up.
Engage systems.
Boot up.
Fire her off.
It's
a boring
place. Cool.
Are you in there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you there, Layla?
Got some information.
We can't hear you.
I've got some information.
What's happening?
Tell us what's the info.
I've got Joe Chatterbox Eden on the phone line.
Joe, hello.
He left us a message. He says, I've got a new 7-inch vinyl that's coming out and an album that drops.
He's just self-promoting
himself.
But then it goes on, he says, tell everyone to buy it and save.
That's not going on.
From Damnation at least release them from their boring, windy and pathetic lives for about 3.5 minutes for the price of a bag of Asda chicken nuggets that they can't do without. Horrible cunts. Love the podcast. Love you all. Calamari on the squirm.
I'm not sure how to deal with that.
Slagged us off.
Got
Max
Simpson.
And I get chicken nuggets from Morrison's in the
90s. I must say, it is amazing though, that he's bringing out
all by the album.
A 7-inch vinyl, and I think people genuinely should go and get it. I never thought he'd get a 7-inch out. No.
But I'm really glad that he has.
Everyone check out Chatterbox's 7-inch.
Yeah, definitely.
Not wanting it.
Yeah.
It's filthy.
Back in your face, Chatterbox.
And his nuggets.
Downright too. Oh.
Sorry, Dylan, go on.
I've got Zeus. Zeus and Propre Breakfast LP coming out soon.
What was that called?
Zeus and Propre Breakfast LP.
That's a mouthful. That'd be a bit too much for breakfast.
It is if it's a full English.
Get you set up for the day.
Alright, John Terry.
Big up Zeus as well. Is he not battling no more than Zeus?
He's got a battle coming up at Shields next month.
What, has he done it? Or is it part of this, what's it called?
Yeah. Get Slated.
Adamsy's
Get Slated.
Rap Battles Part 3.
Right.
So there's another thing.
Check that out.
Right.
Well, there's so much happening.
And there might be a special night at Shields. You never know. Keep it on the DL.
But pull me finger out, me
honest. Anyone, just...
Lauren Lee Hales wants shout-outs to the Washington folk.
Big up, Washy folk.
Shout-outs to the Washington folk.
Washy.
Jezzy. Jetty,
yeah,
baby.
Jesse
and I want you to know.
No,
big
Jesse
said
something.
Chesington Hulari said Deej is on it like a cons money.
Oh, is that a new one as well?
We might discuss this later in Tales from the Gully Side.
Bring
the latest
update on that one.
God, we were with DJ Jivo last night and it was like Tales from the Gully Side. It was everything he said was
Tales from the Illuminati
amazing. Right. Is that it for the minute? We'll be coming back anyway, I'm sure.
There'll be some better stuff in there,
yeah. Anyway, anything funny
just
to say?
Just some porno or something, Jesus.
Chat
fucking
Facebook,
funny.
Funny.
No.
It's relative. Behind that tune, is that well, there we go. That's all right.
That's
keep
spell.
It going.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to hide a tune on by a couple of rappers who we've had on before. They've now changed their name and got some lass singing. I should know her name, and I do know her
Eliza.
Name, but Eliza Doolittle, Eliza Lawson. There we go.
That's
I,
how he remembers it.
That's how
like
I remember.
A memory trick. Oh, you don't Nelly. Say it out loud, that's otherwise you're like a fucking idiot.
No, I
never
want to call them.
Middle name's Doolittle.
I want to call them Bronski Beat, but they are in fact called Big Beat Bronson.
Featuring Eliza Minnelli.
Exactly.
Little MC.
He has an effing tune by them called Nothing.
They've got a gig coming up.
They've got loads of gigs all the time. You should go and see them.
Are you trying to tell me you don't need me? Who you trying to kid? You're on your own.
Thank you.
Nothing.
Nothing. Good fucking tune. I bet that goes off in the club.
They're going off in that, aren't they? They're doing big shit.
What?
They're doing big gigs, they're doing the O2. Am I wrong?
No, they're doing good. I was, in all fairness, right, we're kind of distracted while we're playing that tune. Because ADS popped up on the BBC as well.
Prime time.
The iPlayer on, Wolfblood. And I'm quite impressed. Well, he was in it a few times, and there he was DJing.
It's not acting, it's reacting.
Big man about town. There's definitely the camera loved you. Definitely.
Thank you.
Well done.
What do you think of that shirt?
Oh, that was alright. It wasn't as bad. You made it sound worse than it was.
So
it
wasn't.
I forgot the shirt. Denim. Not even recognized.
You look good.
Yeah.
I think you suited it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether the gay guy was right. I'm not a DJ. I'll tell her where the rhinestone.
Did you get to keep it? Is it going to make another piece?
I was pleased to get rid of it.
Property of the Beeb.
I tried to ditch it and a woman came running up going, do you not have a denim shirt? Put it on.
Continuity woman.
I had a Scruffs t-shirt on I was trying to represent. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
No, I didn't. Just your gay shirt. So anyway, I think we're going to go, kind of half mentioned it before, just run the jingle.
Tales from the Gully Side.
The Misadventures of Micro Rig.
Well, what's happened?
Well, normally it's Rick in the Gully
Is
Side.
Is he completely replaced this week?
Well, it just so happened, there was a...
Goes
where? A hip-hop related incident involving Deej.
I think this has had enough.
Well, not enough for the time. Podcast listeners, and I don't have people heard it from you. You were there as well.
I've heard the tales.
Do you want to? Will I set it up for you? Do you want to just
take it? If you want.
So, there was
I could play some audio from later on in the night when the true feelings come out.
There was a video shoot
for the Brain Feeders. Two videos they were doing. First video, fine, Deej had a couple of drinks and that, and then there was a little bit of a gap, quite a bit of a gap in between. So Deej had a few more drinks and then I'll pass it over to you.
We were just went to Rex's house and that, and his mother was there, but we were just outside, so me and Jezza, Morsi and Lee, drinking. Zeus had went off to see B.O.B. at the university. So that's what we're waiting for the next sort of shoot.
So, sounds like the shoot is dying. Come on, keep it going.
Still a troll.
So what was the video for? Sounds like the best preparation.
The video is for this new Keep the Faith thing that's in the 90s, from 90 to 95, and I used it, done a little track, you and Rick. And,
Best Protect You.
Best Protect Your Neck video. Which was good. I had my doubts at the time when they said they were going to do it, but it was good. Aye, the Wu-Tang tune.
So you've done a cover version of that.
Done a cover version of that. Aye, getting about 30 people down for the background and that. So that was good. Con was there. He was like, "Oh, I'm just getting a brand new car, mint." He took me down and that. I'm getting a bit blurry by this time and that.
Bit blurry.
And we're just waiting for it to do. But I got out of the car and there was people there, so I was being a bit of a tit and that, and stretched myself across the bonnet of the car. And I was like, "Hey, take a picture of me, sort of like, make an arse."
You're always in like a Playboy bunny.
I was, aye. And
but he ain't no Playboy bunny.
I think I sort of dint at his bonnet a little bit. I heard it go in. I think I heard it go in. Heard a little bit of a plonk and that, and he's like, "Is he brand new?"
Was that him going, "Oi?"
He was.
God, you pushed it too far.
He was like, "It's a brand new car, man, it's a brand new car." And I was just like, "Oh, what are you going to do?" And I kept getting up and then getting back down and sort of bouncing out of it, and it's been a dick. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud.
I was waiting
to do the video and that, and then Dalish come up and he's like, "Oh, do you fancy doing this something for Militants TV?" And I was like, "Aye, neighbour, here we go." And I got through half my verse, like I must have just slavered through it. Got through half my verse and then fucked up, tried to do it again. Fucked up exactly the same point. I was like, "Oh, I'll be alright." And then they were like, "Right, Deej, your turn." 30 people behind, whoa, fucking Ray, giving it some and that. And I was like, and they were like, what? Cut, what you're doing, what you're doing. I was like, oh, just fuck me verse up. Just keep it rolling though, you know? You can dub that shit out, man. Just dub that. It's just a video, you know? I kind of hear the track, man. Well, complained all day because it was just off one person's phone and you weren't meant to hold it yourself. So I was like,
yeah, but they were playing that trying to blame, man. Really loud.
Right. I can't remember. Anyway, it was a bit, it's all a bit hazy, like, to be honest. And then they were like, cut, right, take it again. I was like, I've got it. And they were like, cut, you can't do it, I fucking can, man, I fucking can, just dub it over, man, it's just a video, man, it's just a... And they're like, you're not even saying words, man, you're not even saying words.
And I was just laughing,
loving it, didn't care about the 30 people behind us, didn't give a shit about
them. The video, the camera crew, the fucking...
I was like, right, well, we're packing up then, and then fucked off back at him.
Well, while that was happening, I got a phone call off the old ADS. I was like, oh yeah, what are you doing? He's like, oh, and this video shoot with David, he's fucking gone, he's lost his mind, he's fucking mortal, he's trying to do it now, as we're speaking, he's there, he goes, he's fucked it up again. I was like, you need to get him some drugs. So he needs something. And he was like, well, what shall I get him? Who off? And I was like, conscripts there, he'll have something. He was like, oh, there's a story behind that. I don't think Conscript's going to be giving him any of his drugs at the minute. Like, he's totally dented his car and that. And then, so, following day, I had to go and drive into town to find your bag that you'd thrown across the street.
I went twice into town for that.
To try and get it.
Because we've seen Timey, mate, a taxi driver. And we see him in the best times and that when you totally need him there. He's just like, oh, it's Ty, fucking hell, mint. Can you give
like
a
Batman.
I'll just throw my bag away and run for the taxi because that's really weighing us down.
But he took my bag to Adams. He knocked about Adams a bit. We had a bit more to drink and stuff and that.
That's what you needed.
And then I went back to town with him. Couldn't remember where the fuck my bag was. Couldn't remember where the video had been shot at all. I was like, where was it? And that was down the West Road or something like that. Oh, it was next to St. James's. Wandered next to St. James's. Couldn't find the fucking place.
So where did you
wander
end up?
Back to town, up back to Adams. Had a few more drinks, and this is where I got really leery. Started like hitting me head off the wall and that, stopping around his kitchen, falling on the floor and abusing Adam, calling him a pussy and stuff, and just being a fucking knobhead.
Truth comes out.
Yeah. And then I don't know if I woke up. I'm sure no one was in bed, or did I just leave?
You wanted to go outside to have a tab because you were really looking for an argument with ADS's cunt of a neighbour.
He's going to get his tonight, like, fucking
Jackie
right.
Was trying to stop you and you took a huff for that.
Great.
You stormed off.
Right, and then I stormed off, and then I remember walking into town a bit. I met some...
Spider-Man.
I met a couple of lads and that, and I was talking to them, trying to lend tabs off them. Then this other guy come over, tried to lend tabs off him and that. He was a born-again Christian, but I think I changed his mind. And I didn't really mean to, but I was just like, you're religious, aren't you? And he's like, aye, I sort of am. And I was talking, I know I'm talking to him. And then
he's
like, started following us. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I was just going to follow you. And I was like, you can't follow me, mate. I'm going home. You can't follow me. You're just going to have to go home and think about it and sort it out for yourself. I hope he was Ari, but anyway.
Fucking suicide.
And then I wandered off back into town. And then the next thing I know, I woke up on the bench opposite the door in town.
Oh God, yeah, you told me.
There's like a little monument there, and I woke up on a bench.
Oh God.
This woman beside us.
This is a new low.
With two walking sticks and like shell suit pants and the big hooded top and that.
You were leaning against them?
No, he's asleep outside the door on the bench, right? Listen to this. A little old homeless lady comes over and goes, are you all right? He wakes up and goes,
you got any tabs, like?
And she looked really disappointed and she was like, ugh, like begrudgingly sorting through her fucking little pouch.
I was like,
pouch.
Yeah, that is a low. That is,
through a hooded top pouch and that.
You don't think, like, where am I? Oh, I know, like, oh, help me.
Oh, thanks. So, like, with, oh.
It turns out she had, like, a broken tab, one broken tab, and she wrapped a Rizla around it for us and gave us it, and then fucked off. She was like, there you go. Oh. But, you know, my Mother Teresa, I think, and that, I think, that was a good thing. And then one at home, I had about 6 a.m. and then fell asleep. That was my fucking night. That was your video shoot. That was my video shoot, aye.
Well, so they've got to do it all
you
again.
You can edit that, can't you, little?
Tales from the
gully side.
No, you can't cut nothing.
I'll tell you what, I think we should hire Tune On. Again, another lad who had his album launch very recently. Talking of album launches, it was the Verbal Terrorists album launch just the other night. Very, very good. And we're going to play a track off that album next time. Because before their album launch, there was another album launch by Davey Blast.
Boom.
He's got an album out called Shades of Dave. So... There's loads of mint songs on this. It's a bit more sort of hip hop. I would say H-Man's was more grime. This is more sort of, and there's loads, he proper bears his soul. There's ones about his mom dying and stuff, and his lass cheating on him, about his kid and stuff, and loads, but
I'll keep it light.
This isn't necessarily my favourite song. It is good and it kind of shows him. It's a kind of an introduction to him.
This is your choice.
So this is my choice, so everybody gets a bit of a feeling for him. But like I say, he has got a lot more deeper stuff.
Well, out of interest, what is your favourite
thing?
Now you've dug a bit deeper into the soul.
I'll tell you, the one that isn't that deep at all, which I really like, because I like the kid who's on it. It's called Where We Flow, and it's featuring Inkline, though I don't know who the fuck that is. You got some tunes, mate?
Inkline?
I'll send them our way, but he's really good as well.
Inkline, get me Inkline. More of a grimy sort of like the Just Be sort of that kind of...
Got a nice flow, right?
Yeah, aye, very good. But there's a few. Anyway, we're gonna have this tune on, which is called Shades of Dave. It's the title track of the album. Here you go, Davey Blast.
Davey Blast, Shades of Dave, mixtape. Oh. Why both my lass and your lass are taking off the bravo? That's why I'm cut out for this, you're just a cut of cardboard. That's why you come to set alone, I'm coming with a carload. Select the game again, I'm spitting poison at the dartboard. Let's start a barrel, set it blaze and turn it into charcoal. You've been a bad girl, it's a mad world, get yourself to local prison. You're just like me, but somehow your sparkle's missing. So as you're sitting with your sparkle missing, wishing things were different this instant, my dick's inside your kitchen kettle pissing. Sometimes I'm taking a piss, others I'm doing it properly. Something you'll find out later on when you're brewing your coffee. I can be a nasty bastard for a cute little softie and do whatever the fuck I want and you can't stop me. From a boy to an H-man is dropped, so where's your copy? This is the Shades of Dave with some of the same. I'm packing right through and through, it's this is weird. It's this is weird, it's this is weird. For all I ever see, this is the Shades of Grey. Shades of Grey, this is the Shades of Dave. I'm packing right the place for this and this. This and this, what an amazing place. I'm sick of sitting down, just wasting space. So give us a spade to dig up some dirt for the Shades of Dave. What's the best? He says fuck more than a Tourette's patient. He says that he won't, but he just forgets, face it. No remorse as he throws a grind on the roulette table. Smoking cigarettes on board jets till he gets arrested. Making friends just so the best friend gets molested. Best he gets tested, the less it festers, the better. Fuck pushing envelopes, he's swallowing these letters. Use them to his advantage when spat at competitors. The threat of vendetta is business and pleasure combined. Cheers an opposition, the ones that made the wrong decision. This one's not hard to work out like it's long division. There's gonna be a head-on collision, then the song is written. Man, I'm on a mission, a mighty morph and metaphor collision. Cause a college chilling like a villain. So pass the pencil and pass the fucking paper. I'm a rapper slash a raver, I'm a different shade of beer. I'm blocking right through and doing stairs this week. It's stairs this week. It's stairs this week. But all I ever see these days is shades of green. Shades of green, this is the shades of this. I'm back inside the place for days and days. Days and days, what an amazing place. I'm sick of sitting down, just wasting space. So give us a spade to dig up some dirt for the shade today. Hopefully something or somebody will come and save our souls. I'm sick of sitting wasting away with the same arseholes. I wanna turn these bars that are cold into bars of gold. I don't wanna pay for barcodes or to park on roads. I wanna get my mates round the bar loads. Let's get our souls till we can't hold our heads over the porcelain bar pole. I wanna disengage from conversations with morons. People who believe they've gotta act hard like a war zone. You know the kind of kid you check for sentence is Morgan. It's taking the piss, the biscuit and the fucking bourbon. You're wrong if you think that'll be me when I'm 25. I don't wanna wind up with an empty life. So let me at the mic and let me thrive. I'll give a better buzz than a beehive. You say that you should sit down, sit the fuck down, here's a PC. You'd have to shut this down. That's one more prick found to the list of clowns. You must be pissed at downs. I'm fucking right through and through. It's stairs this week. It's stairs this week. It's stairs this week. But all I ever see these days is shades of grey. Shades of grey. This is the shades of this. I'm back inside the place for days and days. Days and days. What an amazing place. I'm sick of sitting down, just wasting space. So give us a spade to dig up some dirt for the shade to Dave. Shade to Dave. Them up like brazen steaks. This full mixtape starts up in the ace of spades. Jazz rapid, big shout to Big Scene TV, Bizman, Incline, shout out to Milk the Cow, Stretch MC, Troubadour, Keep the Faith, Jazz Rapid, MC Ruption, Pitchman, going out to Broadwater Studios, North East, Newcastle. So put your hands up, so put your hands up.
David Blast there. Amazing. I remember that when he'd done that live at the album launch at the Head of Steam.
Went down a tree.
Dave, he's meant to be good live.
I met him at the stage. He did an open mic thing with me and Kenny and that.
Did he do the griot?
Yeah. Was at that event?
Nice. Well, now we've got an interview with RC50, the boys from
Redemption.
The boys from Redemption Clothing.
Yeah. Oh, this is a little pre-record.
A little pre-record, so ADS, run it!
Alright, yeah, we've got a little interview on the Scruffs podcast.
OB.
We can't hear you, Adam. You fucked it up again, haven't you? Ruined the beginning of this. Don't ruin the middle or the end. Right, so got some special guests here. We've got, well, do you wanna introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Tony, part of RC50 Redemption Clothing.
Yeah, I'm Confusion, Cash 22, also repping up Redemption Clothing, Northeast Hip Hop.
Steven from Redemption Clothing, RC50.
So what is RC50 then? What's all that about?
It's just when I started my clothing line, I just was looking for someone to make a track or something like that. So decided to look on the internet, and then I discovered the whole Northeast hip hop scene and just went from there. Had a big response when I asked someone to do one. And just thought I'll go and video everybody. Had a massive response, everybody wants to do it.
So that's the RC50
that's
bit.
The RC50.
So what's the Redemption Clothing?
Redemption Clothing is just the t-shirt. That's kind of getting pushed to the side then, because RC50 is taking over. But still there, still making t-shirts, just different designs all the time.
Your designs?
Aye, my designs.
Designing the new Brain Feeders t-shirt and that?
Aye, got something in there.
Sublevel 2
t-shirt. Right.
So what's the plans then for RC50? Where are you going with that?
Get all Newcastle music out there, hip hop, anything.
Someone's got anyone.
So who have you had on so far?
Rick.
He's an elusive character.
We've had the Projects, Fenzo,
ADS,
Brain Feeders,
Just Be,
Just Be was on your thing.
Aye,
was very good.
He's getting the most views, I think, hasn't he?
Spitting fire in the piece. He's got a couple coming, so fingers crossed to keep coming. Representing Ashington. So who's on next? Who's your next target?
Sounds like Rick's in the fire
line.
Who would you like to get the little fucker in the crosshairs, eh?
Anyone, really. Like
everyone.
Everyone who's doing Northeast Hip Hop, get in touch, get involved.
So you did one, didn't you, with your crew? I done one, Catch 22.
There's also Ernie in there. There was a member called Psych, but he's AWOL at the minute. So I don't know what he's doing with his life. But I, Catch 22, basically is just two lads, same predicament, got two bands, haven't got a job, same shit in the fucking system. So just trying to get my name about and got a mixtape out, hopefully by the end of the year. Like, so it's going to be called Words of Expression.
So nice.
Keep a lookout for that, and then hopefully Catch 22 album, same shit, different day, that'll be dropping sometime next year. So
hoping to get an exclusive for the podcast for that one, mate.
Well, yeah, I'll get some tracks. I've got some tracks so I can email some through and you can back them up and that. So
and
you bloody do that, right? Well, cheers, lads, for coming in. And where can people see more of your stuff? Where do they have to go?
YouTube, RC50TV, redemptionclothing.co.uk, all on there. All over Facebook.
Now these t-shirts nice, do you think we should invest in or recommend them?
There's one.
Fresh designs. Ooh, that is nice. That is
nice. He's got his other one on.
This isn't really working for radio, lads.
No, but check out the website. They're all hot. All right. You'll enjoy them. You'll like them all.
Redemptionclothing.co.uk. Have a check.
Nice one.
Redemption Cloth as well on Twitter.
Aye, on Twitter. At Redemption Cloth, at Redemption Wear.
There you go. Check these fucking lads out and keep an eye on Catch 22. Cheers for coming in, lads.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
Peace.
There we go, lads, from RC50 Redemption Clothing.
What an informative.
Wasn't it? They still want Rick. They're desperate to get Ricky Rick Rick.
The pound have me. We get you. I'll get ready and then it'll be done by the time this comes out. RC50. Yeah.
Well, DJ's has just come out, which I think is the 18th one.
Don't take a sign away.
You're number 18, so check them out. You can Facebook and Twitter and all that. They give you that details before, didn't they?
Yeah.
Listening to some tunes by these lads the other night. It's a new crew called Poetics. There's an album called the Retribution album. This is actually just the bonus track off that. They've got, again, really, really good album. You should listen to it. We've kind of picked this out of a little bit of sort of common interest.
Just because we're common.
And it's a bit of a diss track about some people that I think could maybe be dissed, quite happily.
Some people who've been dissed before and we've played it on the show, so it's there's a link.
There's a bit of continuity there.
What's happening? Poetics.
It's the Retribution album, and this is the bonus track called Snitch.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. What happened to the shaved-headed prickle? Got done for fraud and sent down for beating on somebody's daughter. Shit, Red Regis did the region a favor. This ain't just us teaming up to defeat a neighbor. Nah, we the reason why you dropped that stay scheming joint. Equipped with a new bin, who you clearly rubbed up in the wrong way, like Silver did to Ecstasy to get a retarded thumbs up. You don't want it with me.
That's why you started on girls again, saying shit about Tony Marie. And Silver, don't even put your fists up. You're just a bitch who talks a lot with no actions to back it up. And as for Mrs. No Name, hey, you kinda look out of place in the group. Take a page out of Tony's book, fuck him off and ride with real lyricists. And not just a couple of pusses.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Snitch.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Snitch.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Where's the mic at? I'm killing these jokers, and many crazy reasons to kill you on tracks. In fact, I got some locomotives. You're just a joker's hoping there's an opening for your dumb asses to start brown nosing, to get shows and get promotion. Dick sucking, choking. I'm exposing you motherfuckers before it's mine you're holding. This whole thing is crazy, Dap. I need an answer. Is it true that you really, really like slander? Yeah, your whole crew is like a cancer. My crew to chemotherapy, you better be ready for the remedy. My enemies get buried beneath 6 feet deep, same place as next as he sleeps. And messing with me, and what sort of MC calls the police every single time they have beef? A little snitch, same as all of your affiliates, cause all little bitches get too serious on their periods. You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Snitch.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So why you fucking with me? Motherfucker, you acting so childish.
Acting so childish.
You couldn't beat me on the beat, so now you're gon' threaten me with violence.
Threaten me with violence.
Aw, hell nah, Silver. Who the fuck is next to see? Chatting to me, claiming that he gon' stab me. Time to put this puppy to sleep, to sleep. You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Snitch.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Snitch.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Snitch.
You can suck my dick, you bitch ass motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Hey, what do you reckon?
It's good.
I reckon.
I really like it.
It's like bouncy sort of.
Really like the chorus. It's
vicious.
I've never heard it.
At first I was like,
we've just played it.
And then
where
I was
were
like,
you? Breaking the fourth wall. Smashing it down.
I thought you were having that tiny little breathing when we went talking. She's not gonna know. Can anybody guess who it was about?
Well, wasn't exactly. Message@scruff.com.
It mentions a few people.
Wasn't exactly subtle. Mint, aye, nice one.
Absolute lesbian cheese.
Proper
lesbian cheese.
Proper lesbian cheese, that like. So anyway, I don't even have to say it. ADS won the jingle.
This is the news.
How are then?
Bong! Sheep Ram Raid Sports Shop.
Bong!
Asparagus-sized eel removed from man's anus.
Bong!
That was a tough night.
Dog shoots owner in hand.
Bong!
Wrong.
Crocodile set loose on aeroplane.
Bong!
This is the news.
Okay. Well,
got some other stories
there,
as well.
Got some other stories if that doesn't suffice.
What do you want to get into first?
Well,
on
I heard anal.
we know. If you're a regular listener, you know we love an animal turning on its owner with a gun, and it has happened.
Again.
We've covered about three or four.
Is this to do with
stories.
Anal?
Is
he shot himself
anal story is always going to
right,
trump
the dog.
Trump.
Dog shooting. Was it there by
the
any chance?
The anus trumps,
Deputy
it?
Dog. What? Deputy dog? Was it deputy dog? Because that's... probable.
Can I go back to Guinness over his trumps?
Droopy?
No, nothing off that.
You What's know what? Here? I'm the hero.
Snoop Dogg, he's a dog with a gun.
He's a no. Yeah, a lot Snoop of dogs lion. Have got guns nowadays.
What about that? That is he like a vigilant bounty hunter?
Dogs a bounty hunter.
Dogs a bounty hunter. He's got a gun.
He wouldn't turn his owner though, would he? He knows what side his friend.
Have you got a story to read out?
God the dogs?
Has anyone seen his wife?
Oh She's God, an
absolute
I.
That's a woman saying that.
That's what he does off camera. He says, and if you don't come quietly. You're getting hot, and she comes up.
Dog!
Dog! Take it down.
Right, however, then let's have some anus related funnery.
Well, all I can tell you is that a doctor removed an asparagus sized.
An asparagus sized?
What a strange measurement.
Was it alive?
An asparagus sized.
But I wonder if they're trying, if it was, because it's on. I found it on the internet.
Oh,
have you heard
right.
about that?
What, the internet?
Oh,
It's like an information highway.
I did very recently read The Sun.
You read The Sun?
Well, no, I'm on The Sun when the internet first came out, and we were banging on about Tim Berners-Lee.
We've lost the Liverpudlian listeners right there.
The one about Tim Berners-Lee. Well, no, it was like just a thing on the internet of like 1995.
Oh, right, you went on the internet and read The Sun.
Yeah. And just them totally slagging off like the internet. And he says it's going to hook everybody up. What a dick this Tim Berners-Lee is. What an arsehole. He hasn't got a fucking clue.
Speaking of arseholes...
Can I just say about the little asparagus peel?
Uh-huh.
When they pulled it out of the bum, they would go like, oh, how long is it? And like, no, I haven't got a ruler. I've got this little piece of asparagus though. Like, oh, that's exactly the same size as that.
I thought it's a little pun like asparagus.
Asparagus.
But if that was the thing that
we've
done,
was the story that it came out his arse? There wasn't a story that about it going in.
That's the story that we won.
That's the story.
How the fuck did it get there? Was he?
It had to be removed by a guy with a trumpet. And it just went.
Get Dr. Trauma.
Can't resist me some jazz. Pops out.
I need another bong.
Bong.
Zimbabwe holds synchronized toilet flush.
What?
So they have to all flush together to stop the pipes plugging.
Oh, just stop because the Chinese have all jumping at one at the same time and they all flush and it counteracts.
Explain further.
Well, all like one, two, three, go.
But there's a time and they're all going to flush together, otherwise it's
to get the right amount of pressure.
Right.
Also, Thought Park.
Yeah.
Thought Park.
I've heard of it. I've never been.
Got a problem with students. And youngins coming drunk and getting on the rides, and then they're sick, and then all the sick goes all over the families and stuff. Sake. So now they're breathalyzing everyone when they go in, and if you're drunk, they send you to the most extreme ride called the Swarm, and they reckon it gets there's like pure scientists and all the details of how it'll get the vom out of you quicker, and then they can go on the other rides. But they put them all on together, so they all get covered in vom.
That can't be right.
Is that a fascist or?
They would just not let them in.
Sounds like
vomit.
A brim.
The best ride in the park is just reserved for fucking drunkards.
You'd love it.
I wouldn't, not being sick on like a fucking Pete Doherty gig or something. You don't want that. You don't want that.
That's not right. They can't do that. If you look pissed, get on this mental ride.
But it's happening already that families are getting sick, though. But now they're going to put everyone who's sick on together.
Now study this.
And then get the sick out of them and then they can do what they want.
Right, and that's the best, because that's usually the biggest.
That isn't even clinically, right or correct.
Clinically?
it's morally wrong.
What's your issue with it?
They might have to go on, numerous times to get all of the sick out of them.
You can't
They might continue to be sick.
We've all been drunk, you're not just sick once, and you're like, okay, I'll start again. Well, DJs.
The only ones drinking are the ones, you can rule the cars out straight away,
because it's the fucking buses, isn't it?
It's the buses straight away. As soon as they stagger off, it's like, right, here you go. Get on the best ride in the park.
Right. Well, the person that's the most pissed,
so it really pays you to be just keep on drinking while you're there, because you'll just keep getting goes on the best ride at the park.
Let's bring this nonsense to a close. A leaping dog inadvertently shot his master in the hand by catching the trigger of his shotgun during a hunt in the door dying.
Good, I thought it was a shame it
sounds painful.
Shoot him in the face.
No one's ever been shot in the door on the podcast before, and that is painful, believe me. Still to come up,
we're going to go back into the internet.
Oh, he's called Rennie.
You stupid woman. Right, we've got the Killamari All-Stars track coming up. Who the hell's on that? Killamari All-Stars.
Well,
Ken Master, Rick Fury. Oh. There's lots and lots of goodness on the Killamari All-Stars. But before that, we've got Dalish featuring Jezza and Fenzo off the Light is the Enemy first Spark album, track called Do It All.
Do it all, beats in the bars, trying to focus up, art in my art, I can't restart, I'm talking about my path. Yes, I'm trying to last in this Royal Rumble. In this crazy jungle, you fumble, you fell. I swear, man, it's crazy. At times, braille. I'm talking about my eyesight, but I can never fail. I'm trying to excel, I'm trying to elevate. I'm trying to leave a place I really, really hate. So I looked at me instead of looking at him. Now they're looking at me a prick. No, no, Lil Kim. No, I ain't a bitch, a man. Trying to stand for what I believe in. Before I leave this land, I leave this earth. I can't reimburse, so I'm trying to get it right, not first from the deal.
Do it all, the beats and the bars and the. We do it all, the beats and the bars and the. Beats and the bars, beats and the bars and the. Beats and the bars, beats and the bars, bars. Do it all, the beats and the bars and the. We do it all. Beats and the bars and the beats and the bars, beats and the bars and the beats and the bars, beats and the bars, bars.
Rise up in the sky like a phoenix, out the ashes like the wizard on the beat. You can call me magic, each rhyme, he rhymes in his mind. It's a classic, a masterpiece that he's had hidden in his attic. Not to use it, that would be tragic. Left bad, drop a beat, make it sound dramatic. Military tactics, got the targets in my scope. Shoot me down in a rhyme as a ghost. Sinister invasions, fighting PR in my pores. Flow so amazing, beat hits my mind like a ball. It fucking raised it, wore that line. And then I raced it, sat himself down and I tried to replace it. But he's gotta be himself if he's gonna make it. Sleeping beast in his belly, now it's time to wake it. He will retreat when I rest in peace, for he's not cremated. Live life dedicated, thanks to Fabrice.
Do it all, the beats and the bars and the. Do it all, the beats and the bars and the. Beats and the bars, beats and the bars and the. Beats and the bars, beats and the bars, bars. Do it all, the beats and the bars and the. Do it all. Beats and the bars and the beats and the bars, beats and the bars and the beats and the bars, beats and the bars.
Yeah, I do this hip hop thing like a dopey daughter. We got the dogs on Berber up to the Scottish borders. We got uniting clicks together, we can sink a city. We're sitting pretty big as shit, a dildo like a 60. These lyrics I'm giving you will be getting all shriveled in your spine and shivery. Me to think on PCs like science movie, G is gifted with a delivery. Yes, that's me, one MC, but there's more of the North East wicked crews. Rappers beeping, it's freak, it's completely used peeps. I got the beats and bars, please to win a dream physique. That's 60s a week, on the 70 I need. A dot of weed, in the hour just to
to the reed. The little piece of dust and recharges batteries. It's gotta be hit the border when I push me teeth. Northeast beats, dope MCs, said they're smooth and feed of these. Bad speech, just a fence over the dish. These microphones think it's a big and shitty deed. It's cryptic.
I thought it was Dalish.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's Dalish. Because stop that.
That's a good way to get out of an argument.
Yeah. And you notice?
Can I just, can I do a couple of shout outs?
Of course you can. Well, hang on.
I got some shout outs.
Well, we'll have to first send you down into the internet, oh, I would have thought.
You where are you going to get the information?
Where are you going to get the information?
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah.
Alright, let's go there then.
Yeah, let's shove.
Right, loop them up.
Move them up.
The pod.
Perfect.
Get ready.
Deej, pull the lever.
Lila Lou, push your head down.
God, look. See, we need to get some new pods. This is undignified. We've never had a lady shut up to these tunes before.
Shut up, come on, ladies.
Come on.
Roger, Roger.
I still don't know what is happening.
We can't hear you. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. There he
is. There he is.
Right.
They're coming through.
Right. I've got some GMC people to big up for Sandy.
Oh.
Geno Method Collective.
Sandy's in the background somewhere. Sandy, say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Is he in the internet?
No, he's with you somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's in the ether.
Can I just... Right, listen. Big up Senk in France, because, you know, I mean, he's mint. Dave in Berlin, he's got a GMC thing going on in Berlin.
Nice.
Down.
Nice.
International vibes.
Down, yes. Maybe get us over there, Dave.
GMC!
Dave!
We love Dave in Berlin.
Dave, will you be my dad?
Dave, can you bring us down to your level?
Berlin's supposed to be mint.
Yes.
As a place.
Yes.
And a hip-hop scene as well, like, really strong, I think.
Don't mention the war!
The biggest in the world.
And keep the faith, they're doing a Christmas album. So.
Are they?
Yeah.
Get in touch with them.
Did Fig message anybody?
Fig, big him up because he's mint.
There we go.
Well, we played his tune, so it should be obvious.
Is your little cohort got anything to say?
Lila Lou.
Lila Lou, Lila Lou, are you there?
Yes.
Lila Lou, are you coming through?
You coming through, Lila Lou.
Nick Light wants to promote the Stig of the Drum video for Headbanger Boogie.
Boogie, with yeah. Mark, lives for Thompson. Lives for music, Thompson.
Lives for Thompson.
Mark lives for Johnson.
He lives going on holiday.
Mark lives for his Johnson Thompson. Is I on the drums in the video.
Mm-hmm.
The other video, Stig's got another video as well where he's sitting at a table just rapping and skinning up.
Who's this? Stig of the Dump.
And having a bong and that.
Stig of the Dump.
That's Stig. But that Mint one that he's on Mint about, the Headbanger Boogie, check that out as well. Both on YouTube.
I've heard Headbanger Boogie.
That was Nick Light, was it?
Yes. Nick, I think, did he video it?
Or? He must have if he's promoting it.
Yes. Well, Darren Robinson says, get some Figgy's album on.
Everyone's loving the Figgle Pops, like.
Figgle.
Ooh, big news, big news.
What's this?
Ken Masters EP launch at Just Jam After Party on the 28th of October.
Oh,
exclusive.
So
it's out the bag.
What was that date again?
28th of October.
Ken Masters released an EP launch. Well, bloody hell.
Well, there's a young lad coming up in the game. Watch out for him.
Yeah, definitely.
Ken Masters.
I knew him when he was Aviator K.
I knew him when he was Kendo Nagasaki.
I knew him when he was Ken Tucky Fried Chicken.
Right. I knew him when we both had him.
I knew when he was...
Big up the ballies.
Right, so that's the news from the internet. Come on, get them back. Come on.
Hey, we're calling you in number 5 and number 7. Your time is up.
Time to lube up once again and get up the chute.
That's what he said on his wedding night.
Pull the lever, leave. Right,
pull the lever. Pull the lever.
When you've been beamed.
Right.
It's
oh, we're like giggly little
come on.
School boys.
Like a bunch of twats.
But you know, Calamari All Stars, uh-huh. The whole album, it's get it, download from Calamari Records.
And it's proper Dyke Cheddar.
Big up.
The cheese ball.
It's probably just lesbian cheese. You need to download the whole album. Here is.
Featuring the likes of.
Well.
Seek the Northerner, Rick Fury.
Who's Seek the
Northerner?
Shorthead
Butch Baby
Bell. He's on the Calamari All Stars.
Oh, yes. Yes, have a listen. Ah, more new people.
There's loads of people on
there's
there.
Loads of peeps on
there. Wordsmiths on there.
The Click.
We dropped the Click track on the Dubtronic show earlier in the week. Got a really good reception. People digging that right off.
Listen to Mudfoot Blaps Dubtronic radio show. How can we get that?
How do we get that?
Listeners.
You can get the Ghetto Method Radio on MixLR, which I normally post the links up on Facebook. But you can log into MixLR, which is an online radio station. And we host the Dubtronic show 6 till 7 every Monday.
Mix
LR. 6
till
7.
But don't
every
stop
Monday.
Listening to us.
So the click went down well.
I did, and Rick Fury as well, actually, last week's show.
Oh, hang on.
No, we don't want to hear about this. Next item.
I had several people asking when I was going to play Rick Fury. So I played some Rick Fury.
Right.
And then as soon as I played the Rick Fury, they said, can you play some more Rick Fury? I said, that's probably the only one I'm playing tonight. And like half the listenership dropped off.
Oh, well.
Really? So what, you had like seven
so I'm not or eight
any more people
Rick
and
like,
what, four?
Yeah, no more Nick Fury. He's banned from that station.
Yeah.
Why?
Wasn't
that, did
yeah.
I do a good thing?
You were loving that story until the end,
didn't
you? You're banned from it.
Was that not nearly good for me?
Is it? It was good? Is it good? Can I be happy,
all right? Yeah,
be happy, Rick. The guys that tune them all, like,
ready to
which
die.
One? We're gonna die tonight.
Get check out the video.
Give them what
gonna
they need.
Hide tonight.
That's another thing we've done.
What?
The Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury.
Ready to die.
Oh, yes.
Pick up the Shrew crew.
Yeah,
check
they're
big. Big up Shrew. Get us back down to Shrew people.
Shrewsbury was on the news tonight.
Well, I love Shrew. Not for its good reasons.
Well, for its weather.
Was it flooded?
Were
you in the bloody well?
Love
God. I hope everyone's alright in Shrewsbury.
People, we're going to play our last track. It is off the album Calamari All Stars. This is by the Calamari All Stars and it's a track called Calamari All Stars.
Wow.
Motherfucker. Keep it snappy. Right. Here we go, big up chatter.
Big up Calamari All Stars. Calamari All Stars.
Calamari.
Jesus Christ.
Calamari.
What's the story of Calamari? Wouldn't you like to know? Run it!
From a hammer fist, my patter's crisps. Granning the Granny Smith, spitting out the apple pips. Rappers are grabbing amethyst, but it's crystal clear. Who's attracting listening ears? Johnny Hammond shifting gears. The speedometer peaks, but the engine never overheats when he's rocking the beats. Tracks Peter Max, contract killer Maury. You bring the riot gear, we bring the party.
Was grinding my jaw on a dance floor with some skank. While you were fucked off your first white, talking to Frank. Dropping capsicum raps with a smooth with a butter flow. Sick as best mates going twos upon a rubber doll. Get out Smith's way and stop spitting that love shit. So hot is my name's Nobby and I show him where the nuts is. The weak and feeble be fearful when I bust my lyric. I'll strap a strap onto a mic and really fuck you
kill
with
him it. Killer get a track done, turn up the beast. Burns I'm herbing the police. Four cans turns into eight, and eight turns into smoke. Eight mates with verses to quote, eight bars of words that I wrote.
Yes.
Eight turns to nine, turns to three in the morning. You won't hear us recording an MC if he's boring. I'm old school like eight tracks, 88 giant haystacks. The eighth wonder of the world, you just got eight and that's the payback.
It's not just me, sunshine, there's something inside. Something supportive, what's coming alive. The quarters are scrub pigs stuck in a sty. But you can tell I'm not messing when you look into my eye.
Where ya?
I'm from Blythe Valley where the sun don't rise. Overcome this guy, then adapted to the night crew. Primal scream creep out kids wherever I go. So it's frightful when I come crawling out of my
hole. Records fam, going back and forth all day like red and method man. Hold the ball at the US Open at a tennis
tennis match. See if you can walk alone through Walker without getting stabbed. For a tenner back to someone only said you had. The best rappers are there from Great Britain. Don't dare, I may hit you like snares. Yeah, pace rhythm will take it there. Kid in your face will take stitches. Used to be my idol, but now I share the stage with them. I'm sick.
What you thinking? You thought you wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris, who's spitting sick and killing a free. Papa pellet gun G10, repeat our raps. Hero Nakamura's back slicing another Peter track. Catches and shields, I'm still broke. Kill a Mari warrior, 10 tabs, 4 cans and a split roll. Independent as fuck, pellets will dig your throat. Gun fingers up.
Yo, 8 bars for damaged words. Back with the savage herd. 7 deadly sins. Pack of skins and a bag of herbs. 6 skins, 2 splits, 2 talks and pass. 5 gold rings, you're not fast. I'm good to snatch. 4 middable, forbidden wards, I will rule. With the 3 little pigs trying to build a better home. Too much of a good thing, man, it's never enough. 1 more point before I'm done. Brat, fuck it, I'm off.
Yo, explode GSK bars above the radar. Kid the Barbies at large, humble bars, Durham Gate Sarge. I think a chicken cross the road when I'm rapping, spitting chicken wraps. Flat green salad's not a bait bar. Am I a bait? Nah, unless you spark at the bar. Pass it about like ciphers with a really dozen cars. Leave max tracks like a dip without a cover bond. And kill the Barbie's raps, pass the clap above.
Got
the crowd,
so giant existing maps, can't predict my mass. Tired of little twats who need a big dry slap. Off and quiet, pretty relaxed, but in a blink might snap. Like mogwai swimming laps, eating midnight snacks. This is just 8 bars of my ego talking. See me jumping out the page like a Vigo portrait. With speech so flawless it makes your knees go awkward. How are these rappers getting paid when they seem so formless?
Well, it's fan-fucking-tastic when the track hits. Raps will rock your noggin even proper when I chat shit. It's that kid with the classic type of tactics. You have to admit it, that it's wicked when I react slick. I flip a rap quick just like it's a pissy mattress. It's a fact, king of bric-a-brac, bring it back kid. In it for the crack plus the black and the Mac cribs. Wanna give the big and like the kiddies in the rap bits.
Yeah. Passing the mics like hand and hammers to Thor. I'm the spawn of the northern shore where we talk is raw. Born for war, man, the swords are drawn. We're poor but walking tall, it's my port of call. Tying and we are, love it at the core. It's warts and all, if you're bored the norm and want some more. Ball for ball, in tune to the tour de force. Calamaris, yeah man, support the core.
Hey,
what a tune.
What a fucking tune. It's long. We've got Ken Masters on there, Mr. Smith, D, Zeus, Rick, ADS, Dub, Smooth Jezza.
How was that ADS as seen on TV?
As seen on TV.
Can we just have that?
Wolf Boy, yeah.
Wolf
ADS.
Boy!
ADS, Wolf Boy as seen on TV, yeah, definitely.
Wolf Dick,
Dub, Smooth Jezza, Bruce Grammer, Samuel Otis, and of course Chatterbox on that one track alone. Other people on the album, if anybody's interested, are Northeast Legends, me. Text Defenders, Dialect, VK featuring Wordsmith. VK is also the lad who does all the mastering and all that malarkey.
Pick up.
Mr. Blazy. Yeah, good tune by Mr. Blazy. Good tune by Yem as well. Yem's on there.
Does that mean those ones before?
No.
Good.
No, it didn't mean that.
Didn't make the
cut.
Sorry, lads.
I just wanted to give Blazy a shout out.
No,
I like Blazy.
He doesn't usually sing or rap, and he does a little bit of booth.
Yeah.
I like it.
I've got, like I say, Yem on there, Old Boy, Baron Von Alias, Animalistics featuring Gremmy Demuke, The Click, Seek the Northerner, and of course Stig of the Dump, he's also on there. So,
and it's free? And is it not?
It's all free.
It's all free. Free goodness.
So get it. Killamari, Bandcamp.
As per.
And there's loads of good stuff on there as well.
So,
you get DJ's album on there, you get Rick Fury's album on there.
It's free, have it, pick awesome. It up, have a look, put it back down, walk off. Who's really bothered?
No pressure.
No pressure. So as per usual, you can get in touch with us on the Scruffs Facebook page or the Scruffs Facebook group. You can email or message at scruffs.com. Thank you very, very much to the Ghetto Method for having me here, and of course to our very special guest,
Layla Lou.
Thank you. And yeah.
And yeah, give us a rating on iTunes.
If you can be bothered, if you want, whatever.
I just checked the rankings.
I did my RC50 the other day, and I noticed I was messaging Lee because I'm doing a mixtape with him at the minute, and I seen it's up, and I looked on YouTube and it had 5 watches.
Mm-hmm. No likes, one dislike. This ratio is going wild.
I've seen G Salim was big enough. Yeah. RC50.
Oh, there we go. Friends of
Mike.
What he said on YouTube.
Ah, Salim, there you go.
What Dave said to me in the car was like, I'm not bothered about the one dislike, I'm bothered about the four indifferences.
Brilliant. The Juice Alim, that was a good gig as well. Everybody who
that was
there,
big up
Rajpreneur, yes. Once again, thank you, Ghetto Method, thank you, Layla Lou, Rick Fury, ADS Deej. I have been me. Thanks for listening and see you next time. Peace!
See ya!
Bye!
Bye.